With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Inflation in the United States cooled in June for a third straight month.
In a better-than-expected report, consumer prices declined 0.1% from May to June after having remained flat the previous month. All good news, says Mark Hamrick, who's the senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com.
Whether you look at the headline or the core, excluding food and energy, these numbers came in better than expected. And consumers are obviously anxious to see better news on prices and inflation, and now they're finally getting it.
Going back to last year, prices were up 3% in June. That's cooler than the 3.3% annual rate in May. I'm Shelley Adler.
Fewer Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, as the labor market remains sturdy despite high interest rates. The Labor Department reporting that jobless claims for the week ending July 6th fell by 17,000. To 222,000 from 239,000 the previous week. Also at SRNNews.com, authorities in western states warning of the rising risk of wildfires as hot conditions and low humidity dry out the landscape, and this comes amid a protracted heat wave baking much of the U.S. Keith Bailey says the Las Vegas heat making it challenging to get out with his dog.
If I don't get out by 8:30 in the morning, then it's not going to happen that day. Because even in the evenings, last night at 10 o'clock, when I let them out to go potty their last time before I went to bed, it was still 109.
California has responded to more than 3,500 wildfires that have scorched nearly 325 square miles of vegetation. Floodwaters brought by the remnants of Hurricane Beryl have caused at least one death in Vermont. Flooding also causing problems in New York and New Hampshire. This is SRN News. The Global Methodist Church changing some of its practices in the wake of its church's disaffiliating from the United Methodist Church.
Among the changes, it will no longer use an annual clergy appointment system. The church formed after the United Methodists changed their book of discipline to allow same-sex marriage and homosexual clergy. It will instead allow what one clergyman calls a more fluid approach, making clergy appointments as they come, rather than an annual review. The Reverend Terry Bentley tells AL.com, one of the hardest parts of starting a new denomination is making sure all of its churches have pastors. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
This summer, athletes from all around the world will gather in France for the Paris Olympics. Secularism in France has caused the country to forbid its athletes from wearing visibly religious symbols. Some athletes are urging sports organizations to better respect religious practices and be more inclusive. This is SRN News. It's another one of those hot weather tragedies we seem to hear about every summer.
A 5-year-old Nebraska boy in foster care died after being left for several hours inside a hot SUV in Omaha. Police tell the Omaha World Herald that someone saw the boy in the vehicle and called police. The child was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police believe the child had been left in the SUV for an extended period of time. No word on who left the child and whether charges will be filed. Rich Thomason reporting.
A man charged in the death of Dennis Day, an original cast member of Walt Disney's Mickey Mouse Club TV program from the 50s. He's been sentenced to just over 4 years in prison after entering a modified guilty plea this week. Daniel Berta pleaded no contest Monday to charges of criminally negligent homicide. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.